Hi, loves. Welcome to Pave Your Paradise podcast. I'm your host, Mandy, and this is the space where we discuss all things manifestation, motivation, mindset, movement, and creating magic in your life so you can become a magnet for miracles and create the relationship, health, career, and life that you absolutely love. Before we jump into today's episode on your ultimate hot girl or hot guy glow up, I want to give a loving shout out to one of my favorite companies that's helped me to physically glow up throughout the years, which is EHP Labs. I love EHP Labs and Blessed Protein, and I literally can't imagine my life without them now. The inner and outer transformation has been next level, and I love being one of their official athletes. I feel so happy to have been chosen to represent a company that has the world's number one fat burner, which is OxyShred, along with their line of other super popular protein powders. Blessed Protein is my daily go-to, and I'm sure some of you who see me on social media have seen it in my stories and on my feed. My favorite flavors are banana bread, chocolate milkshake, and salted caramel, and I love their supplement line as well. If you want to treat yourself with these or buy some lovely gifts for friends or loved ones this holiday season, you can check them out online at EHP Labs and at Blessed Protein, and you can use my special discount for my friends, which is Mandy10, which will get you 10% off of your orders, and they ship globally, guys. So you can check them out at www.ehplabs.com or .ca, and I'll put all of this info in the podcast episode description, so go and check it out there. All right. Now let's get into today's episode on how to end your 2023 strong with a step-by-step guide to start your glow up. And FYI, I'm not just going to tell you to believe in yourself more. I'm actually going to give you 10 plus tangible steps I've done in my own life that you can start to do to literally step into the new version of yourself to level up before the end of this year. Because you know we are creating the absolute best for ourselves in 2024. So I actually put out a post last week on reinventing yourself. And if you haven't checked it out yet, you can go and see it at Mandy J. Ross on all social media platforms. And I received so much positive feedback. So I figured it would be an amazing idea to make it into an elongated topic on my podcast for y'all. So without further ado, let's get glowing. All right, so number one for your ultimate glow up guide is to create a vision board. So you want to begin doing this activity by creating a vision board that visually represents your desired future, including aspects like finances, personal relationships, career, health, and hobbies. So you can break up your vision board into these sections. Now there's two ways that I've done this, and equally I would say both have been effective in my life. So the first way is to actually, and I actually have done this a couple of ways. So the first way is to create a physical in your face vision board. So you can go and get like a big Bristol board. Honestly, I go to like Dollarama or Walmart. You can just buy one of those Bristol boards you used to do school projects on. And you can get a bunch of magazines and even like get old ones. It doesn't really matter, because ultimately what you're going to do is you're going to go through these magazines and you're going to have sort of, you're going to start to visualize in your head. And it can even, if you want to make a little list on, you know, writing it out, journaling about it first in the categories again of like finances, personal relationships, career, health, and hobbies. I don't know. At this point, I feel like I have a pretty good vision of what I want to create right now. So I will just go straight for the magazines and I'll start cutting out all the different things that inspire me or that align with my desired vision in my head. So what does that look like? Well, it could be, for example, let's focus on, Yeah, health is a good one. So let's say for health, I will cut out pictures of, you know, things that I want to do health-wise. So maybe it looks like if I see pictures of food that I want to be in my current diet, if I see workouts in magazines, I'll cut those out. Words that have to do with like, you know, glowing or toned or fit or healthy or fit girl era, like whatever I find in these magazines, I'll just cut it out for that section because I'm going to eventually, and this is what you do. So I'm a little, this is so Virgo of me. I like my vision boards to be really aesthetically pleasing, as I feel like yours should be for you as well. But what I like to do is before I glue anything on, I actually did this activity. I got my mom in on this one 1 year. I remember we both went through these magazines and it was so cute. She's totally, this is so Aries of her. She totally glued everything on pretty much like as she found them. Me, on the other hand, like I carefully cut everything out. I put it, like I started sort of forming it on my Bristol board first. I did not glue anything right till the very end before I knew exactly what the board was going to look like. And it was super pretty. That's so typical my mom and I. But that's the first way you can do it, is to actually create a physical vision board, and then you can stick the board somewhere that you can see every day. I've actually experimented with this part of it too. So I've had it where I can see the board every day, and then it's like a visual reminder for my subconscious to kind of focus or create those kind of things in my reality during my day. But the other fun thing to do, and I've done this before too, is where I'll create a vision board and then I'll literally stick it in like a closet where I can't see it. And I kid you not, I'll go and check on it like in a month or 3 months. And so many of the things on my vision board have come to life. So here's the thing when it comes to manifesting, you know, it doesn't matter across the board, no pun intended, who you get your info from. But like the law is the law, right? The universal law. All you need to do is envision or picture or affirm or just plant that seed once, and that's enough to make something manifest in your reality. So don't feel like you have to stare at this thing every day. Even the act of just fully focusing on when you first make that board, that can be so, so powerful in you ending up manifesting everything on it. So those are just a few ways to do the visual vision board. The other way I would suggest, if, and this might work for some of y'all out there, if you're more of a techie lover, you can start to create a vision board through an app like Pinterest, or even just like collage, like a collage. There's a couple of different ones that I like to use on the phone, but basically any picture collage app will do. And you can just pull a bunch of pictures, same kind of thing, like as you would do cutting, you know, pieces out of a magazine. You can do the same thing with pictures that you download onto your phone, and then you can put them all into a visual, and you can either have that as your background, like your screensaver, or you can just save it in your favorites folder, or you can even just create an album on your phone where you just keep adding to. I do this on like Instagram, I do this on Pinterest, I do this on a few different apps where I have my favorites folders. And they're for different categories. So sometimes I'll save some for like inspiration for health and fitness. I'll have albums for inspiration for career or for like just different topics that I'm working on manifesting different things in. And I find that the visualization when I want to be inspired or even just as a friendly reminder to myself, it really helps me to focus, refocus on what I want to achieve or manifest into my reality. So those are the vision board cues for you guys. Now, next, and I touched on this a little bit in the last one, is to journal your ideal day. So what you can do for this one is to detail your ideal day in the future through journaling, describing everything from your morning routines to your evening activities and attaching emotions and feelings to your descriptions. So you can start out with journal prompts like, I feel so happy and grateful that, or like a popular one I've given to you guys online or in this podcast before is like, you know, for example, you can write out something like, I feel so happy and grateful that I woke up next to the love of my life. You know, if you're a female, you could say something like, you know, in the love of my life's arms, and we blah, 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 blah. And then this is what my morning routine was. And it's like, I actually, you know, you could write it as, I say as your future self, but it's good to write it as though it's already happened, if that makes sense. So again, it could be like, you know, today I woke up in the love of my life's arms. We snuggled in our king size bed, in our luxury dream home that we've created together. And then just kind of go on and then describe what your like dream ideal day would be. So that could include like whether or not you work, what that purpose, you know, purposeful day feels and looks like to you. And then you can even describe how you're feeling throughout the day. Like, oh my goodness, I don't know, went for a hot girl walk and I felt so happy and grateful to be living, I don't know, near the water and it inspired me. I got all these creative ideas and then I did this and I went here and then, you know, I spent my evening with my hubby. Like whatever that looks and feels like for you, you can just go into great detail. I feel like the attaching the feelings to it makes it feel that much more real. And it's been really powerful. And you can either do this, you know, you can do a main one that you reread to yourself every day, here and there. You know, it's almost like a written visual board, a vision board, and or you can do a fun little thing that sometimes I do this too. I'll go through periods where I'll just rewrite a little kind of blurb, like a one paragraph. I'll pick out sort of a scene from my desired future reality, and I'll rewrite that every morning just as a little like refresher for my subconscious again to click into, oh, this is what I'm creating. This is what I'm working towards. And I kid you not, guys, when I've done this, consistently, which is the name of any game in life. When you do things consistently and you're persistent with it, you will start to see your reality shift in your favor to match that desired description. It's pretty wild. So go and try that one out. All right. So number three for your ultimate glow up is to curate your social media. And again, I touched on this a little bit in point number one, but it's very important when you're going through this glow up. And again, I feel like we're always in glow up, you know, in a sense, but when you're really trying to level up, when you're really trying to create this new version of yourself, your social media is so important. If you happen to be someone who actually is on social media, I know there's a few of you magical unicorn gems out there who don't even have social media. I love y'all who don't. I'm not gonna hypocrite myself because obviously I'm an influencer content creator. I love social media. I love creating content for social media, but I also have people in my life who don't have it, and I love y'all for not, you know, not following the pack as well. But for those of you who do, you can refine your social media feed to include motivational content, influencers, and people who inspire your personal growth journey. You know, one thing I absolutely love doing is I always talk about doing like a lifestyle detox. I know I've had this topic on the podcast before, and I feel like social media and your feeds are one aspect of that because they really do affect your mood. They affect what your influenced, no pun intended, but literally influencers influence you. That's their purpose. So, you know, whatever stage you're at in life, I feel like it's really important to follow those who have accomplished what it is that you're desiring to achieve in your life. So for example, let's just say like, you know, me right now in my life, there's certain areas that I want to level up in. I have gone through my social media feeds and I've started following only, I've actually, you know, stopped following a lot of influencers sort of that fit the old version, sort of past me, because I'm where I'm at now by following certain people and kind of growing along into where they're at. Now I have different goals, different accomplishments, different, just a whole different era I'm in my life. And I feel like the people I'm following now are so much more aligned with the direction I'm heading in. So I feel like social media has to be mentioned because so many of us are on our phones and it really does impact where our energy goes and where our mind goes during the day. So that'd be number three. For number four, and I don't care if you are a female or male listening, I still think this is equally important for both, skincare. So to level up or glow up, skincare is essential. It's really important to establish a skincare routine incorporating essentials. And these are the things that people always like compliment me on my skin, how clear, how luminous, how young, how fresh, how just in general, you know, no makeup wearing Mandy. Like, I take very, very impeccable care of my skin. I do feel like we'll get into this into one other point, but I do feel like ultimately the best skincare starts from within with your diet and, you know, your hydration, meaning water and things that you take supplement wise. But ultimately, having an actual skincare routine topically is very important. What you put onto your skin also, you are ingesting. So it's very important to make sure you're buying the highest quality skincare that you can afford. And it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. I do think to a certain degree, a lot of the skincare hype out there, a lot of it is kind of hype. But for actual ingredients, what you want to be looking for, I'd say, you know, in your 20s, 30s up, are things like retinol is very important. Vitamin C is amazing, especially when it comes to if you have skin freckles or just freckles, or if some of y'all, I've never been one to suffer from acne in my life, but for those of you who might have acne scars, like vitamin C is really, really good at brightening the skin. So just taking away any sort of like sun or skin or just like any sort of dark spots from acne or otherwise, vitamin C is amazing. And hydration to achieve healthy and glowing skin. So, you know, you want to be buying moisturizing products. I'm going to list off some natural alternatives too, because I do truly believe in, and I'm obsessed, as y'all know, with like herbal medicine and natural things as well. So you can absolutely find these beautiful ingredients. Peptides are another one I forgot to mention. But these obviously come in high quality skincare, but for just like things that I like to use that are natural, I love coconut oil as a moisturizer. I am obsessed, like obsessed with castor oil and taping at night sometimes as well. What do I mean by this? You can take medical grade tape, guys, and you can put castor oil on your face and it will literally suck in the oil like a sponge. And I love also doing do-it-yourself like home face masks with things from your kitchen like eggs, or I've tried Greek yogurt and that was an interesting, but it was definitely like I did feel like it made my skin glow after. Honey's really good. Avocado, like the healthy fats, another thing I swear by, I absolutely swear by for glowing skin. And some of y'all, you can let me know, you can let me know if this is something you guys love as well. I love extra virgin olive oil. And yes, you always get what you pay for with olive oil. So make sure if you're going to buy it, you're going to invest in the highest quality olive oil. But I swear, I got so turned on by this, actually by a skincare brand originally. And then I started just using it on my own. Like when I went to Mexico, I would put a few drops on at the end of my skincare routine. And I swear, guys, I absolutely love it. Vitamin E, like the actual vitamin E capsules in vitamin form, you can break them open and also use that as a beautiful moisturizer. There's just so many natural things. It doesn't, again, have to cost you an arm and a leg. Fancy, nice skincare is great, and a lot of the products are beautiful and they work wonders, but you can also find what you need just in your very own kitchen. And also, ultimately, as I said, diet and drinking enough water and hydrating yourself from within are going to be ways to really make your glow up look outside of you on your skin. All right, next up we have hair care, just as important. Ugh. Who doesn't love good, healthy, shiny, beautiful, glowing hair? I know those of you who follow me on social media, sometimes I have my hair posts because I just love, I am such a girly girl. I love going and getting my hair done by my amazing stylist, Tanya. I love her. Shout out to you, girl. But it just feels so good when you have, like, there is something to be said about having a good hair day. I feel like when you have good hair days consistently, you feel better. And I feel like when you look better, you ultimately do feel better. So for hair care, I'll keep this one short, but I just think it's really important for a glow up to choose a signature hairstyle that suits you and that's low maintenance so you can actually, you know, maintain it every day. And you can consider options even like for you girlies out there. You know, you can do extensions. There's all sorts of things that you can do to make your life easier. Invest in some hair tools. For guys, you know, the ones, those of you who are listening to, and girls, like investing in good quality hair products is really essential. I feel like, oh, another thing that I love to do for skin and hair, I always sleep. This was a pointer that Granny Ross gave me years ago, and I still to this day do this. I sleep with a silk pillowcase every single night without a fail. I even take it with me when I travel. I always take a silk or have a silk pillowcase on my main pillow that I sleep with. When you sleep on silk, what happens is, first of all, you avoid wrinkles because your skin is sleeping on something really soft, and I mean it's satiny, right? So it's very smooth. And also for your hair, you'll avoid just like the abrasion of sleeping on something that's not silky and smooth like a silk pillowcase, and you can avoid like flyaways and things like that. So I would highly suggest, I don't even remember where I got my last one. Maybe it was HomeSense, or I don't know, for y'all who aren't in Canada. You can probably get them on Amazon, honestly, or I don't know, like just, I'm sure most stores carry a silk pillowcase nowadays, but yeah, I'm sure you guys can find them on Amazon, if anything. And next up, this is a big one for glow-ups, especially, I want to say especially for you girlies, but I'm going to hold you guys accountable too, more on the natural end, obviously. Nail care. Oh my goodness. I'm not going to say this without like just literally coming out and being straight up about it. You will be judged on your nails. I'm just going to say it. When you meet someone, when you see someone, even on social media, nails matter. If you see someone, I guarantee subconsciously, if you were to see someone with dirty or like just, they don't even have to be fancy, you know? Just well-manicured nails speak volumes about so many areas of yourself and your life. Keep your nails well-groomed. That's number one. Number two, if you can afford to get them through regular salon visits, go and invest in your nail care. If you cannot afford it, that's totally cool. But then it's really important to just learn to maintain them yourself with classic or versatile styles. Especially for you ladies who are listening, if you really want to glow up, I swear to God, and or goodness, my goodness, I swear it makes such a difference when you focus on the little details about even just maintaining your nails. I've gone through periods in my life where I wasn't really into like, say, fake nails or acrylics or press-ons or anything like that. But even just maintaining natural but manicured, well-maintained nails makes you feel better. It makes you feel more put together. I actually have never, like, I'm one of these people, I don't know if it's, again, going back to the Virgo in me, I just like to always look put together. Even if it's like basic, even if it's minimal, just having yourself put together, nails speak volumes as to where you're at, self-respect-wise. I always like to say this. It doesn't matter if you're a glam girl or not, and this one goes for guys too. It doesn't matter if you're a guy who really likes to dress up or not. Having things like your nails, your hair, and, you know, your skincare, those kind of things, it doesn't matter, you know, where you're at, even financially, these are things that you should be maintaining. And I use the word should very sparingly, but nail care, face care, we'll call it, and just the way that you overall put yourself together. You don't have to have the money necessarily. You don't even have to get fancy with it. But having yourself in these three areas, just looking put together in whatever that looks like for you, will open doors. It will speak volumes. Not that, again, I'm all about like you feeling good for yourself first and foremost, but people do judge you on the way you look. Like, they really do. And it's, I'm not saying to glow up for anyone other than yourself to begin with, but there is something to be said if you want to be taken seriously or you're going through a glow up season where you're evolving into a new version of yourself. Having these details put together, it will create a vibe of where you're heading towards in your life. And basic doesn't have to mean boring. That's a big one that I want to stress in this glow up. Just because you're not spending necessarily tons and tons of dollars on your glow up or you're going to great lengths, at least having routines for your skincare, your hair, your nails, and like your overall external look will do wonders for your mind, body, and soul ultimately. Next up, we have personal style. So, I mean, kind of alluding from what I just went on a little rant about, but your personal style, I think it's really important to define your signature style that reflects your personality and your preferences, and to create a capsule wardrobe for ease for mix and match outfits. This is something that, like, honestly, guys, I sometimes joke, like, to my friends or my mom, I have an insane... This always happens to me. I get in like such a vibe with you guys. I start yawning because I'm so relaxed. I'm keeping it real with y'all. I totally have a romanticized, by the way, I totally have like a romanticized vibe going on today. I have like my vanilla candle lit. I have my drink here. I'm super, super chill and excited and relaxed all at the same time. But like there is such a romanticized vibe going on. While I'm recording this podcast, it's so cute. But with your personal style, I always joke, like, I literally have such a massive wardrobe when it comes to clothing. And I have done a wardrobe detox so many times where I've gotten rid of stuff, I've donated things. But still, guys, like, I feel like I just keep amassing purses, clothing, shoes, like, oh gosh, don't even get me started on shoes. But I think it's really important that you have kind of your signature style. That way, also, if you're someone with a hyperactive personality like myself, it can make your life a million times easier. And I've heard certain things talked about too in interviews or read certain things on like people who are extremely successful. Usually they have like a personal style. And what they'll do is they will have like a capsule wardrobe, and it will make their life so much easier. And like, I'm kind of saying this as a joke, but not really, like literally, if you notice some of the most successful, and they happen to be some of the most wealthiest people in the world, a lot of times you'll see them wearing the same, similar or same outfit over and over and over again. I mean, I'm just going to be real with y'all. I think this can be a little easier for men. I'm just going to say that. Not trying to be sexist here, but I do think it's a lot easier for a guy to get away with like wearing a t-shirt and like, you know, dark jeans over and over than it would be for the girl, for a, you know, a female in our society to do the same thing, because women are usually, not always, but usually, I'd say there's a bit more of an expectation to sort of be more into fashion and style. But that being said, even as a female, if you pick a couple of signature colors, and then a couple of signature styles, like for example, with myself, I know on my social media, depending on what we're going with here, but obviously like aside from, I would say like just speaking, in terms of having a signature style, I do like to vary up my style. I do have that personality where I like to sort of play around with different looks, but I'm not one to follow fast fashion. I like to just put on clothing that I feel absolutely gorgeous in, that makes me feel amazing when I put it on. Obviously, I'm super feminine, so like I really like little details. And again, same like with the nail care, the skin care, the hair care. I think that less is more a lot of the times. You don't need to be wearing like you'll never really... Unless it's like for maybe a sponsored event or something, I'm not one to wear like insane amounts of like tons and tons of crazy jewelry and bling bling and like that stuff. And if that's your style, amazing. Rock it, girl or guy out there. Love it for you. Happy for you to do that. But for myself, I tend to stick more to like a few signature jewelry pieces, a little bit more, I'd say my jewelry style is more on the elegant side. And even my wardrobe, when it comes to my day-to-day fashion or dressing up, I like to stick to, I would say like elegant, classy, but still sexy. Like I like there to be that sort of sexy element for sure. things that are more figure form-fitting to accentuate the female body for sure. I tend to stick to, as a female, like, if I'm showing off one of my body parts, I like to cover the other, kind of the rest of me up, like focus on sort of accentuating one main part. And I do like very feminine details. So a lot of the times you'll see in my photos, like I will pick things that maybe have like a peplum or like sort of florals or a detail, like maybe there's like sort of flowers or something, like one sleeved items. Like I like to kind of pick things that have pretty details. So I think, again, it's really important to know your own signature style. And if you're going through a glow up, again, clothing really does matter. As much as we want to work on our inner selves, I talk about externals because they really do matter, and dressing as though you are that person who you want to become. I really do feel like when you put on outfits, you can embody sort of your, I'll say it, your Sasha, or I don't know, Simon, whatever alternative would be the male version, but you can kind of like embody that blank, fierce version of you. And I think that's really important. I think it's important to dress for the part, as they like to say out there, because your fashion does, it's a vibe. It is an actual vibe. It's an energy. And the way you dress day to day really does help you to tap into the new version you. All right, this is a big one. For those who know me personally and who have seen my collection, it's kind of insane, but like, oh, I'm so about it. Fragrance. I love fragrance. Oh my goodness. It's so important, again, to find your signature style, or sorry, your signature style and fragrance that aligns with your style and personality, and invest in quality perfumes and body butters. Oh my goodness, guys. I'll put a picture up soon of my ever-growing fragrance collection. I'm almost embarrassed, but I'm not, because I'm obsessed with smells. Like right now I'm smelling this delicious, warm, sweet smell of vanilla encompassing me. Like I'm one of those people.
It's 5 o'clock.
Oh, I think that was my MacBook. I think it actually does come through on these podcasts. So sorry, not sorry, guys. When I record these episodes, I get their little reminders. But fragrance is so key, and I think it's so important to know what your body chemistry is and to pick scents that work with your chemistry. Now, the key here is that your chemistry can change depending on a lot of things. So it's important to know, like, at the time of, like, I've had periods where I've gone through certain periods where I've had like certain signature scents, and then I feel like I've outgrown them. And I feel like, again, for each of your personal, okay, I'm going to do something. I'm just going to be real with you guys. Sometimes when I can't stop yawning, I'm just going to pop a piece of bubblegum. It's going to make everything better. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I can like taste the bubblegum. The sugar-free, by the way. Sugar-free bubblegum. I'm obsessed. Oh, I love it. Okay. Signature fragrance. I would say it's really important to, and this is the beautiful thing about nowadays. Nowadays, you can test out a lot of fragrances. There's a lot of beautiful companies out there. On a side note, might be sponsored and aligning with one very soon, so keep your ears and eyes peeled for that possible collaboration. But there are a lot of companies that will do tester versions, so you don't have to invest in, like, you know, a $300 perfume, $500 cologne, whatever. And it'll let you test out whether that scent actually works for your chemistry. I think it's important to really know how something lands, and not just when you first put it on, but also like throughout your day. I think it's important to know like when to put scents on. A lot of times I'll put them on like even at night or before a workout, and then the pheromones that happen during my workout or while I sleep, it's like I like to test out when they smell their best or if they even work with my personal chemistry. And I think it's important to do that, to know how things smell on you. But when you know your scents, you know your scents. And I have a few that are kind of like I have kind of a timeless collection where those are my signature scents. I have ones for daytime. I have ones for nighttime. I have ones for special events. Like I really know my fragrance and scents very well at this point in my life, and I think it's just important to know what are your signature scents going to be as the new version of you. All right, now getting more into, I want to say this is kind of a bridge between the internal and external, which is your hygiene. I think it's so important amongst all of these topics to really maintain good hygiene practices. Now, this can include everything and anything from cleansing, corrective showers, using products that make you feel confident. And, like, I know for us ladies out there, like, everything showers, it's a big freaking deal. When you do an everything shower, that takes investing time and a lot of energy. But, like, oh my gosh, they feel like, I feel like showers in themselves, like, at least once a day. Like, for men and women, at least daily showers. For girlies, especially for those of you who have extensions in particular, and even just women that don't, I personally only wash my hair a few times a week, and that's only because, naturally, the oils in your hair are not meant to be washed every single day. It's actually detrimental to your hair to do that, especially with harsh shampoos. You know, I don't know what you guys are using out there, but even if you're using the best hair quality products or hair products with the highest quality ingredients, I think it's important to know, again, how often you should be shampooing and conditioning your hair. I think it's so important, like, even just, I don't know how many hygiene practices, I might even just do a video on YouTube or something with all the different things I do during the day. I'm a bit of a clean freak, not gonna lie, and that stems definitely to my personal hygiene. Like, I always want to make sure that I'm feeling and looking my best, you know, making sure I clean everything on me, making sure I smell my best, making sure that everything is, just in tip-top shape every single day. I don't know, like, I'm just that type of person, and I'm no judgies for anyone out there, but I do think that your personal hygiene is a reflection of how much you respect yourself. I'm just gonna say that. Again, it's a vibe, it's an energy, like, for people who let themselves go, that's a reflection. When you let yourself go, it's basically you're just saying to yourself that you're not worthy of putting in the time and effort to maintain yourself. And that stems, you know, and there's no judgies, you know, everyone goes through periods in their life where they don't feel their best, okay? And there's people who go through periods where, you know, a lot of times it's the people who actually take the best care of themselves who've been in some of the lowest, darkest places, and they've had to pull themselves out of that space in order to become who they are today. So if you're going through this glow up, even just starting with the basics, you know, making sure, I mean, I could do a whole list of different hygienic practices, things like, again, your nails, making sure your nails are always cut and well manicured, your hair, making sure your hair is always nicely washed and smelling and looking shiny and good, you know, your skin. I would say there's a lot of things skin-wise that are important, like making sure your skin's moisturized, cleansed, toned, you know, maintenance as far as your pores. Obviously, like, always making sure that you're always wearing a form of deodorant and smelling good in all of your, I'm just going to say it as simple, in your crevices everywhere, facial and body hair. Girlies, I know it's probably a little different for us girlies than it is for men out there, but even men, like, maintaining your body hair is a big deal if you're going to respect yourself. Like, I'm just going to keep it real. And people who respect themselves, you know, I think it's important, even when it comes to manifesting, you know, a partner or love, I think it's important to know, like, you can't expect your partner to be maintaining themselves body, mind, soul-wise if you're not up to par. So if you're expecting your Prince Charming or, you know, your dream girl to show up, but you're not doing things for yourself that, like, taking care of yourself, especially body-wise to begin with, and having these healthy routines for your body inside and out, you cannot expect a person to be, A, attracted to you, because your energy's not going to say that, but also you can't expect from someone else that you don't give yourself first, especially when it comes to personal hygiene. Like, it's just a non-negotiable in my mind. So that's really important, guys. And now we're going to move into more of the internal glow up. And this is a topic that, like, oh,
I could literally talk to you guys about all day long. I'm so about it. Those of you who follow me or have followed me for years in socials, I mean, I don't know how many podcasts I've done on health and wellness alone. As much as, like, you know, I'm all about mindset and positive attitude, wellness is one of my biggest passions, and I feel so obsessed with putting out content on how to help you guys glow up from the inside out. And I don't mean internally, like intrinsically, I mean literally health and wellness wise, because I feel like for coaching health clients for years, and also just being like a wellness and health influencer and, you know, fitness/yoga instructor, like all these things, and seeing clients over the years, all these things have contributed to the knowledge and the, also my own personal journey of glowing up inside and outside. You know, internal glow-ups are, in my opinion, both mentally and internally, health-wise, are so much more important than the external. I feel like the external, to be honest, in a lot of ways, follows this is the irony in these glow-ups. It's like, see, there you go. There's confirmation from God and the universe. I love how my cell phone always knows. Thank you, higher power, for confirming that, right? I swear, guys, this is truly my belief. I feel like this is the funny part. The reason why I started with the external glow up is a lot of times it can feel a little easier if we go and take care of ourselves, wardrobe or skincare or hair care or hygiene wise, it can feel a little easier to start with that. But a lot of times when you start that journey of an external glow up, you realize sometimes very quickly, but sometimes that's the journey in itself, the internal is what's the most necessary in order to change, in order to have longevity with your glow up and to become that highest version of yourself. And I kind of like to look at it like there's kind of the surface level glow up, and then there's the deep, deep subconscious reprogramming of your internal changes. And a lot of times you'll see people like start their journey and then they start to really dive into like self-development, personal development, and then they'll educate themselves around diet and health and wellness. And more than anything, like instead of calling them routines, I almost want to call them like self-respect practices, because that's really what they are at the end of the day. But that being said, let's go into internal glow up. I mean, again, I can go on a total rant with this, which I did, but way deeper. So internal glowing up, it's focusing on your internal growth by practicing gratitude. I always say what you appreciate appreciates. I don't care, and I'm not saying that with no compassion. I have absolute compassion for wherever you're at on your journey. But regardless of where you're at, being appreciative and grateful for where you're at and the state you're in right now is going to be imperatively key to your ultimate next level version self glow up. Also really important is to engage in shadow work. I know there's a lot of different things, like there's a lot of different journal prompts you can find online. I think doing shadow work, it sounds like very off-putting to a certain degree or alarming, but if you don't make peace with what's going on inside of you, it will start to become a pattern in all areas of your life until you address it. And I always say it like this: you need to make peace with your past in order to have a positive present and a positive future. You cannot hide from yourself. You take you wherever you go. And that includes relationships. That includes, you know, your health and wellness journey and how you look and how you feel. You take yourself, you could travel the world, but you're still stuck with you. So I hope that you're choosing the best version of you to be stuck with, because you're only going to be by yourself ultimately for the rest of your life. Even if you're with a partner, you know, even when you get married and have a family potentially, if that's what you want to have in your life, you're still going to have to face yourself in the mirror every day. You're still going to be left with you at the end of all of this. So why not choose to do this for you and deal with those inner things that are keeping you stuck? You know, I talk about this all the time on the podcast, like your limiting beliefs. Like, why not address them head on once and for all? I know it will feel, and it, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for y'all, like, it's not going to be usually pretty in the beginning when you start this major glow-up journey, but the reward at the end of it, and I mean, in full transparency, it's kind of always a work in progress, but when you do the really deep internal work, it does get a lot easier, and you start to see things show up less and less that are holding you back, because your new programming, your new version you, just won't even, like, associate with those limiting old version you beliefs anymore. So it does become a lot easier, but unless you address them and face them, they're going to keep following you wherever you go. So the shadow work's really important. Setting boundaries, oh my goodness, guys. Setting boundaries is essential, especially in your interpersonal relationships. You, and most importantly, setting boundaries with yourself. You have to develop boundaries. If you guys do, especially, I'm going to just put this as a caveat for those of you listening who are entrepreneurs like myself. If you don't have boundaries in your work life, or your personal life, it's going to show up in every other area, and it's going to limit what you are able to bring in to your new reality. Boundaries are key. I've done a podcast on boundaries before, so you guys can go and give that one a listen if you want some help in that area, but that's so essential. And then also nurturing personal relationships. Again, number one being the relationship with yourself. You have to set aside, I believe, time every day, even if it's a few minutes, it's, you know, hopefully longer, but, you know, a few minutes every day, and even every week, every month, like, have specific times that you set aside to really check in and just pamper yourself, divulge in yourself. And this doesn't have to always look like self-care. I think, you know, a lot of the things I mentioned so far are really external, kind of surface level self-care things. But what I'm talking about is really, really tuning into yourself, whether that looks like doing meditations, you know, journaling, going on, you know, solo walks, to really tune into where your heart and mind is at. I feel like that is essential in a glow up journey, to really also visualize who the new version of you is that you want to become. So that's really important. Next up on the list, and this is one I've done full videos on my socials about, and I might even do a whole podcast on this or YouTube on this alone because it's so important. Gut health. Oh my goodness. Please, for the love of yourself, guys, please prioritize gut health through a balanced diet, your supplements, including L-glutamine and probiotics and prebiotics, because it literally affects every aspect of your well-being. If you guys are not into or onto pre and probiotics yet, or you are not taking L-glutamine, again, please check with your doctor. I'm not a medical doctor, so please do your own due diligence and research. But those supplements alone have drastically changed my body, but also my mental health. And I also will throw in here, like, all sorts of fermented foods are very good for pre and probiotics. Getting enough fibers, again, really important in your diet. But your gut is your second brain. I don't care what anyone else says out there. I've seen it for myself. The impact in 2023, I really started to prioritize my gut health. Like, I've always been, as you know, a health nut. But when I started focusing on really, really getting serious about my gut health, it has been a game changer. And I've seen my body transform. I felt my mood transform. If you, and a lot of times, like, you will end up just naturally even dropping weight, you'll tone up because your body might just be holding on to a lot of waste that is just stuck inside of you. As much as I'm sorry to be like icky for a minute, but honestly, if your digestive tract is not flowing, it will literally, it can fog your brain. Like, imagine that. Imagine right now, if you don't have your gut health in order, that a lot of, like, stagnant stuff is stuck in your intestines, and it's fogging up your mental clarity alone. And it's also, like, extra weight you could just naturally shed easily if you had your gut health in order. That is a possibility, and it's actually very simple. I'm not going to say that, you know, it's necessarily going to be an overnight transformation. But if you guys can start taking your pre and probiotics, as well as your, I really love L-glutamine. That's one thing that I personally have found. And then also, you know, things like supplements. As I said earlier in the podcast, you know, EHP Labs, one of my absolute favorite companies for this kind of stuff. And like, guys, I've been influencing content creating for a decent amount of years now. I know good quality products when I come across them. I like EHP because personally, again, you can feel free. You don't have to use EHP. You don't have to do blessed protein. But for myself and my body, I found these supplements and that protein to really work well. And, you know, if you see me on social media, clearly, like, it's helped me to really tone up, to have, you know, six-pack abs. Not that that's the goal for all of us, but to really shed any sort of excess weight and to really just feel my best and look my best personally for my goals. So make sure you get your supplements in check, and gut health will affect everything inside and outside of you. So even your skin, will be affected. Everything will be affected if you have your gut health prioritized. I have a couple of things left, guys. Self-care. This one I've touched on a bunch in this episode, but I'm just going to make a little note. Rewarding yourself for achieving your goals and maintaining habits and reinforcing positive behavior. I feel like this is also a really good sort of feminine masculine energy. Believe me, this works. Ladies, if you're listening, it is so important to hype your man up. I don't care what anyone else has out there about feminine masculine energy. Every man wants a cheerleader in his life. And I feel like in the dynamic between masculine and feminine, in my own personal relationships I've had, in my long-term relationships, I feel like I've been very, very good at this. And my partners have really appreciated this aspect of me. But I feel like it's only because I've been able to be a cheerleader for myself first that I've been able to extend that to my long-term intimate relationships in my life. And being your own cheerleader and rewarding yourself, like, even if that looks like, I'll give you a perfect example. Yeah, so for example, and it doesn't have to be anything like crazy, but like, I'm sure you guys all have little things that, like, it doesn't always have to cost money too, but like, let's say for example, you've been putting off a task that you know you need to get done, let's say for work or a workout. Let's do a workout because that's kind of easier, I feel like, than even work, depending on like what kind of work you do. Let's say it's a workout and like you're really struggling to get your workout in. I mean, the reward in itself could arguably be that you feel and look better. And like, I've never regretted a workout I've done in my life. I can't say that I've always felt most of the time, to be honest, as much of a health nut as I am. A lot of times I have to really motivate myself to like get going. But once I'm doing it, I feel better. And the reward of never regretting after the fact, knowing that I move my body and maintaining my beautiful physique always is a reward. But sometimes I'll even like jinx myself, like in a good way, where I'll promise myself something after the fact, like, oh, if I do this workout, I will, I don't know, like get myself something, or I'll go and buy myself a little treat. Or for example, if I need to feel motivated to sometimes go on a hot girl walk, if I'm not really feeling like super energized at the time, I'll just focus on something that I can do for myself after, like, okay, if I go on this hot girl walk, maybe I'll go for a pedicure after or something like that. That will be like a nice reward. But it doesn't have to cost anything. It could be as simple as like, I don't know. This is a cute one. Like, if I do this thing, then afterwards I'll treat myself with a guilty indulgence of like a reality show or something on Netflix I've recorded and I've been putting off watching. Or like, that's actually a good one. I like those for work. So like, say there's a project you have to get done and it's super boring and monotonous and you don't want to do it. But A, again, the reward is becoming the better version of yourself. And sometimes we have to do all the time. Usually we have to do these tasks in between where we're at and where we want to be that aren't our favorite things in the world to do, but we have to get them done. So in that sense, you know, you can say, okay, if I do this element of this project that I absolutely am dreading, and you can also break it into steps. I think that's a really important one, but that's a whole other topic. I might just do like how to motivate yourself is a big one. But this is a way to motivate yourself. You can say, okay, if I do A, B, or C task, even though I don't want to do it, I'm going to reward myself after with an episode of blank that I won't let myself watch until I get this task done. So there's an easy way that you can reward yourself. Or if you are working out, you can be like, you know what, I'll go and get myself this cute little outfit. Or I will, you know, even just... I don't want this to get confused with working out to have to do what I'm about to say, but say there's like a treat or sort of a cheat meal you want, say you reward yourself with that at the end of a really intense workout where you're like, you know what, now I don't want this to get confused with having to do that workout in order to like earn something. It's not about that. It's just giving yourself little rewards. We're humans and we need to be our own biggest cheerleaders first and foremost. So I think in this glow up, to bring it to full circle into the glow up zone, you know, there's things that are going to be required of you. And like, I'll bring up the quote by Einstein, doing the same thing day in, I'll kind of revise it for my own version, but like, if you're doing the same things day in and day out and expecting a different outcome, that is insanity. So in order for you to become a new version of you, you ultimately are going to have to do things differently. You're going to have to think different thoughts. You're going to have to take different actions. You're going to have different behaviors. You're going to have to show up differently day to day. And it doesn't have to look like massive. A lot of times the biggest glow ups happen by just small incremental changes in your daily habits. That's why habits are so important. But when you learn to reward yourself, even little, like little by little, it really does start to help you to face challenges head on in a much more easy sort of flow. Like there's more of a flow to your systems. And I feel like it's really important to realize or to develop like a reward system for yourself, whatever that looks like. So self-care is major. And this is my last tidbit for having your ultimate glow up before the end of the year. And this goes totally aligned with everything I just mentioned, which is stacking your habits. Now, I love the book. Oh my gosh, how did I just have a brain freeze? Atomic Habits. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I just did that. But, whoa. I think I just did like a quantum leap and came back, guys. Bear with me. Oh my goodness. Atomic Habits is an amazing book for those of you who have not read it. For those of you who have, I have yet to meet someone who has not appreciated at least something from that book. It's gradually adding new habits to your routine and stacking them on top of those you've already successfully incorporated. This is key. If you want to have a major glow up, your daily habits, as I mentioned, you know, a minute ago, are going to have to look different than what you're doing now. Now, this can feel like major resistance. I'm not intending that for you, but a lot of times it is so much. This is the fallacy. It feels easier to stay in your comfort zone because it's what you're used to, but ultimately it's going to be the most detrimental thing for you because as humans, our whole purpose in life, in part, is to evolve, right? As a soul, as a human, you know, as a person, as an individual, as a female or male, it's meant for us to grow every day. And our biggest way that we can do that is to start to develop our higher self habits. So in order to combat some of that resistance I was talking about when it comes to even like working out or eating differently or, you know, all these like routines is to honestly develop a new daily routine that is just slightly different than what you're doing now. And then even if it's one thing, I'll give you a perfect example. And I'm not going to say this works for everyone. This is just something that's worked for me. I love waking up early. I actually am one of those, call me crazy, but I feel so much better when I get up early, not because my body is like, oh, yippity, yay, it's, you know, 5 a.m. I don't know that anyone, I mean, maybe there are people out there who are like, yes, I'm so like ready to... go to bed early and get up early. But guys, you know, for me personally, I just feel like it's not the 5 a.m. that makes me feel good. What makes me feel amazing is to jump out of bed knowing that I get to create my dream life every day. And by virtue of me getting up at that, as some of you might feel like ungodly hour, I do feel like there is some sacredy there, and I like getting up early because it makes me feel like I'm ahead of the crowd. I feel so much more accomplished so much earlier in my day, even if I get up at 6, 7. I mean, for me, it's very rare that I get up past 7, like, and that's even if I've had a really late night for some reason. Very rarely I will allow, that's, for me, that's like sleeping in. But getting up at 5 or 5:30, I've gone through periods where I will get out of that habit, and honestly, I feel so terrible. It's not even, I could sleep the same amount of hours. I could sleep, and for me, I'm going to also say this to y'all in case you need someone to, like, verbally communicate this. I don't believe that every single person out there needs 7 to 9 hours of sleep. In fact, for most people who are super successful, this can be arguable. I don't really care. I don't think that most people who are successful sleep 9 hours a night. Most people who I know are, like, usually, I'm not going to say 5 hours. I don't think that's necessarily healthy, but I want to say this. You need to figure out what your golden hour is. For me, I generally, and I might be in a smaller demographic, I feel like 6 hours is kind of my, like, golden amount. I actually find sometimes sleeping 5 to 6 hours. I know there's people out there who are literally like Mandy, but I swear, because I've experimented with this for so long. Like, I am such a biohacker when it comes to my own evolution, especially with health and wellness. I feel like 5 or 6 hours a night, not 5, I would say, but more like 6 hours is kind of my golden hour. If I get 6 hours a night, I'm feeling amazing. If I happen to sleep for some reason past 7 hours, I actually feel groggy and like I have to drag my yoga booty around for the rest of the day. Now, the caveat here is if I've gone a few nights where I haven't slept enough, I will start to feel that way anyway. So it's important that I maintain my sleep hours. But I feel like sleeping in general is one way you can at least start. And then you can start to stack from that. So figuring out what hour you want to get up at in the morning is really important. For me right now, I like to get up, usually it's 5 or 5:30 latest. From there, you can then start to go, okay, when I get up at 5, I'm going to start doing 5 minutes of journaling or 5 minutes of meditating or 5 minutes of blank. From there, if you're someone who already has a bit of a morning routine, add something new, but don't overwhelm yourself. And I'm not, again, there are some of you out there who want to go hardcore with it. In general, as someone who's coached many people over the years, it is not the wisest idea. There's my phone going off again. Confirmation. In general, it's better to take baby steps and start to implement one habit and then stack another healthy habit on top. And then stack another healthy habit on top. Because when you do it like this, incrementally, it's much easier to adapt, and your highest version self will have much more ease and flow versus dealing with major resistance, which is also why, you know, I'm doing this episode prior, you know, we're not even at the end of November yet. You still technically have, you know, what is it, 6 weeks, 5, 6 weeks left. I'd rather you start implementing these healthy habits now so that you don't set yourself up for a failure come New Year. And, you know, do the you know, unfortunate task of coming up with a million big goals for yourself starting January 1st, and then start all of them at once, and then wonder why you're not accomplishing what you want. Okay, guys, like, I want you guys to feel like you're already becoming the best version of yourselves with this glow up come January 1st. I want you to already be, like, having new habits, adopting a new look, body, mind, soul-wise, energy for the new year, so you can ease into your January feeling already like you're on a path to success in becoming the best version of yourself starting now, which, again, is going to boil down to your daily habits. All right, my loves, those are my top tips for you to start to get your ultimate glow up on. By following these steps, you truly can embark on your glow up journey, enhancing both your physical appearance and internal well-being while manifesting your desired future reality. And I have one bonus tip for y'all, which is to write out the man or woman that you want to be, because this is an extremely powerful activity. So when I started doing this identity journaling activity years ago, I literally started showing up as her with ease, plus so many of the things that I've written down in my journal and affirmed for as that version of myself have manifested in my reality now. It's wild what we can create when we write this stuff down and visualize what we want to create and then see it materialize for ourselves. You have that power to become anything and anyone you want. And always remember that you have the inner power, and as within, so without. Life is not happening to you, life is happening through you. So I intend that this episode assists you to level up yourself so that you can create the version of yourself inside and out that you want to embody and to create a life that you absolutely love. Thank you so much for tuning in, loves. If you would give it a 5-star rating, that would make me feel so happy, and share it with anyone you feel could use a glow up in their life right now. You can connect with me on all socials at Mandy J. Ross and at the M Factor app. I am working on deciding if I'm going to start a separate account for PYPP again on some of these socials, but I'll let you know if I do, and you will soon be able to join my Wellness and Spiritual Baddies Community membership group for free at themfactor.com. So stay tuned, and I'll definitely be keeping y'all posted with news on that. And I have so much more that I have coming up, so I've been working on a lot behind the scenes for y'all, for you to better yourselves and manifest anything you want. So stay tuned for all of that news coming up. The links for all of my services and products and all my other goodies, including EHP Labs and my special discount for y'all, will be in my podcast episode description. And as always, I'm sending y'all lots of love and wishing you the most blessed and beautiful day out there from your life cheerleader in paradise. Mwah!